The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, we got tons of stuff to talk about, and we're getting on a plane after the show, so let's just get this show over with. Let's do it. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on The Blitz.
And here we go.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the Commentator. Zhong Li, the master, back in studio, and our man Voldemort keeping us on air out here at the Urban Star Bar in the Hyatt Regency across the street from the station, out in the Galleria. If you're looking for some place to be, this is it. If you want to get in today, well, no point calling because we're not taking
any
calls.
We're not taking your calls.
Not while we're on the road. It's just too much of a mess. But you can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. At Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And also don't bother with the live stream today because you can't
see us. There's no live. We're not in the studio.
It's a shame. It really is.
No, but it's probably best.
Oh, actually, I love coming over here. This is a very cool place. If you're going to have like a company retreat or something, or if you just want to bring your side piece somewhere, this is the place to come.
This is a good spot for that. So I've heard.
Yeah. Rumor has it. But
not me.
Oh, I would never do such a thing. I can't afford that right now. But no. But this is a great place. Come on out to the Urban Star Bar.
You
check
can't
us out.
Afford it. I still got two kids under 18.
Yeah, I got two kids driving now. Yeah, I spent half my day trying to get my daughter's car insurance set up for her.
How's that working out?
Not good. Not good.
If I were you, I'd force her into a deal where you say, "I'm going to pay for your car insurance, but I need you to take all the boob pictures off Twitter and Instagram." There's a give and take.
Here's the give and take. I'll pay for her car insurance. She's my designated driver when I need one.
That's a good deal.
I think that's a hell of a deal.
That's a good deal.
So, yeah, I'm actually happy. She's got a new car, and she's very excited about it. But, yeah, it's just I spent 2 hours today trying to deal with it. Because there's a real issue. I can't put her on my insurance directly because she doesn't live with me.
Yeah.
And they won't let you do that. So we had to figure out all this other stuff. But I'm such a good mood. By the way, if you text or tweet or whatever you do, put odds on it because it is What Are the Odds Wednesday. What are the odds we're going to be in Vegas tonight? I can't wait.
Percent 1,000 we will be there in Vegas tonight. Man. It'll be late tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, luckily, the fun stuff stays open late, so I guess that's a good thing.
They don't really close.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing.
And we don't have to do a show until 2 p.m. tomorrow. So I could easily see myself losing $600-$700 tonight on blackjack, and that'll be, you know, my entertainment for the night.
I think my first thing is I'm going to hit a dispensary, and then we haven't stayed in this hotel before, so I need to kind of scout out
You're gonna map it out.
Yeah, where to drink. I'm probably just have a few drinks tonight and not
gamble.
Where are you
going to pick up your hookers?
I don't do that.
No, if you did, where you
would. Oh, yeah, right.
Right. If you were a guy who picked up hookers in Vegas.
Or just lonely married.
Where in the hotel would you find them?
Or, you know, lonely married women who are out there by themselves. That's more my style. But
okay, yeah. That's fine, too.
It actually costs less.
Yeah,
it depends on how much you drink. I mean, if they want the really expensive stuff. But, we've never stayed at that hotel, so I'll probably just scout it out tonight. And then tomorrow hit the 9 a.m. tournament to get our – and once I get all the sports map stuff out of the way, get our poker going at 9 a.m. tomorrow.
That's early, but I could probably be there.
Yeah, you'll probably still be up.
Yeah.
I actually slept quite a bit last night for the first time in forever, so I have a sneaking suspicion I'll be at it pretty late
You
tonight.
Slept last night?
Yeah, I did.
Do you not normally?
I haven't been sleeping at all since the robbery.
Oh.
I mean, I sleep about 2 hours. I wake up.
So that what you're saying is they stole more than just some goods. They stole your peace of mind.
It's not really about that. It's just anytime. Maybe so. Because anytime
they stole
I hear
your sense of security.
Anytime I hear a sound, I'm grabbing the gun and walking downstairs.
Yeah.
So
it's like you've been victimized, and now you can't just live a normal life in fear of what could happen to you.
Well, I just kind of hope they come
hashtag
back.
Hashtag Fred too.
No, I hope they come back. So hashtag I can shoot them.
Don't you're not allowed to do that.
Oh, sorry. It's Trump's America. You can do whatever you want.
Oh, that's true.
Come on.
If you lived in Florida, you could do that for sure. There's no rules against shooting people there. It's the Wild West.
Pink Valkyrie asks, what are the odds one of you stumbles off the plane? I would make me the favorite on that because I upgraded this morning, and I plan on getting every dime of that upgrade.
That's a good move.
Alcohol. So
that's a good move.
Yeah. If I were a betting person, and I am, I would make me the favorite for that. Lot to get to today. We got some fun stuff for you out here at the Urban Star Bar. Brooke Williamson's going to join us next segment. She's new to the team and a very, very famous ESPN, former ESPN
person. You've become very famous, I must tell you.
So we're going to have her on. Our buddy Brittany B is going to join us in the 6 o'clock hour, our new SEC person on the website. So she's going to join us. She's a lot of fun as well. And then we're just going to do our usual thing here out here at the Urban Star Bar. We don't have a big-time sports person, so I'm kind of hoping just – the combination of you and Brooke is famous enough for us.
I am pretty big time, Fred. I don't know if you know this about me. I am a rather big celebrity.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think combining you two makes a pretty good celebrity. You're probably more famous than Jackie Sherrill now.
I don't think Brooke wants to combine anything with me. I think that's a horrible move for her career. And I think she's a little out of my league. We'll keep it strictly professional, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, that takes all the fun out of everything.
I know.
Thanks
I know,
for that.
I know.
Oh, well. But, so we won't have a guest this time, but we'll have fun out here. And I think we have some of the new shirts out here, too. Because Voldemort's wearing one.
Look at that. I've never seen these.
Yeah.
You literally love us. I feel like it's weird. They should have done shirts again where they – not the whole station, because some people just love us and not the other people on our station.
Most people.
Most people, in fact.
Yeah, I mean
– whatever. I guess you want to make those guys feel good.
I mean, I'd love it. Like, I'm a real degenerate.
It's like a
t-shirt.
Real it's the society today, Fred, where everybody gets a trophy, you know?
Yeah, it's like we have to
– people love us, and then we have to share that love.
It's bad enough that we've been propping these guys up for as long as we have.
Exactly.
And now they get to share in the glory.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't really seem fair. Seemed kind of communist to me.
Yeah.
That's like during the Soviet Union, Poland got to have all the same stuff that Russia did. That's not really fair. Who was the badass there? It was Russia.
Yeah.
Nobody cared about Poland. Nobody cared about the Czech Republic. It was just Czechoslovakia back then.
You're such a historian.
I'm just doing my cold
war. When you talk
bit.
About history, it just gets me so aroused.
Oh, God. Well, thank God we're not anywhere near each other on the plane then.
There's still time for me to upgrade.
713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. And so a lot of stuff around the storm, which I think is going to affect betting quite a bit. There's going to be a lot of cancellations. There's going to be some games moving around. I think there's going to be some that are seriously affected by the weather. So I'm probably holding off on any actual plays here until I see – some of those games.
Yeah, I think you can probably go ahead, and if you've got some West Coast games, you can go ahead and move on those. But anything else, anything that might be affected, you can probably best to be prudent and wait it out.
I just saw somebody tweet out there's now 4 named storms in the Gulf, and the 5th one is the one that's bearing down on us. Actually, it's bearing down on Corpus, so we'll get some rain from it.
But it's not bearing down on Las Vegas, right?
No. And
I swear to God, if my wife calls me and ruins this trip by telling me I've got to come home because there's a hurricane about to happen, I am going to lose it.
Man, that was the worst part was, and we were sitting there doing the show. I think it was Thursday, and that's when everybody starts talking about how bad it's going to be.
Yeah.
And I'm reading all these tweets, and I'm starting to think, man, we probably need to get back. Then your wife's telling you you need to get back, and we're like, But I'm glad we got back.
I'm trying to make plans with Ice Cube that night, and then my wife calls, ruins my – me and Ice Cube were going to hang. I threw some lyrics at him. He thought it was badass, and he was like, man.
We should party.
We should party. Yeah, and I was like, we should. And then we did like an improvised hand slap sort of fist bump thing, and then it couldn't happen because it's stupid Hurricane Harvey.
And he didn't invite me because I told him I like iced tea better.
You are a square.
Well, that's true. Because I like Detective Tutuolo better.
I know.
And that,
I know.
That pissed
I
him off.
What you like.
I don't understand why, but it pissed him off. But, that was rough. And then it was so funny because I'm like changing my flight, and I'm looking at backup flights to get to Dallas and Austin and everything else. And this is, obviously, this is when Harvey was coming. And when I got back, Saturday morning, we went to Specs and loaded up. We went to Kroger and loaded up. And I'm like, why did I rush to get back here? And then Saturday night, I learned why.
Yep.
Because all my friends who were still there were stuck for a week. And I had a couple of friends who said, we're gonna wait it out and see what happens. And, yeah, it was a week later when they got home, a couple of my neighbors.
It happens.
713-780-ESPN, 832-S. What are the odds a fight will be a draw so there can be a trilogy?
I'll riot.
I have a theory. There is no way Golovkin can win a decision. I just think that it's going to be so stacked toward the money guy, the guy who brings the pay-per-view eyes, that Golovkin's going to have to knock him out. Now, I think he can, but that's why I'm probably going to bet Canelo.
Yeah.
I just kind of feel like there's no way that they're going to give Golovkin a decision. It just isn't fair, but that's – because look at the last fight, man. Do you think if the fight's closer, you think he's winning a decision?
Right.
Especially with the way those cards were.
I'm looking at who they chose to judge, judges and referees. Looks like Benji Estevez Jr. is going to referee. He's never worked an Alvarez or Golovkin fight. Mostly an East Coast referee. He did Felix Trinidad versus Pernell Whitaker. He did Cotto Mosley, Hopkins Pavlik, and Rigondeau Denaire. So he's done some big fights before. This will be Miguel Cotto and Shane Mosley's pretty big. This will be amongst his biggest fights. The judges, Dave Moretti will be one of the judges. He was.
I've heard of him.
He was a judge last year. During their last fight. He has previously scored decisions in favor of Alvarez against Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., which I don't know. I think we can all agree that was a that was a win.
Yep.
That was a win. But Dave Moretti is the judge who gave Golovkin the first fight, 115-113. Steve Weisfeld. Is a former unofficial scorer. He used to do the job that what's the really old guy that does the unofficial scoring now?
I'm blanking on it. I could see his face.
All right.
Howard Letterman.
All right. Harold Letterman.
Yeah, Harold Letterman.
All right, Jim, here's how I see it. He used to do that.
He has the best laugh, too.
Yeah. And he's already done a Golovkin fight. He turned in a 115-112 scorecard on the Golovkin-Daniel Jacobs fight, which was a really good fight.
Yeah.
And then Glenn Feldman, who's he was one of the judges on Mayweather-Pacquiao, and he also judged three previous Golovkin fights. All of them were knockouts, so his services were not really needed. And two Alvarez fights. So they will all be – that's the judges. There's no Adelaide Byrd.
Poor Adelaide.
Poor Adelaide. Adelaide Byrd to tell me that Canelo won 10 rounds. It's like, are you crazy? Including the seventh round, which was like the most lopsided round of the fight. Give me a break.
Yeah, well, we'll have a bunch of guests over the next couple of days. They sent us the potential guest list, so it'll be fun, man. We haven't had a chance to do this in a while, so it's good to get back, and we'll talk about the fight a lot tomorrow and Friday. And what are the odds Nick Sherrara throws up multiple times? I think that's kind of a, you know.
Yeah, Nick's.
We need to kind of get Nick to throw up a little bit.
It's funny because Nick is like, he's like a dude you would think never gets out. Like, he's super jazzed about this trip. But he's a single guy. Like, he could be going out and, you know, doing blow and partying all night anytime he wants. But he's like, no, I only do that in Vegas. So that's his game plan, I guess.
Well, we had a good time with Nick last time. We'll try to get him in trouble this time. That's part of the plan.
I'm going to try to get Nick pregnant this trip.
Okay, that could happen.
That's my game plan.
All right, guys, I got to tell you, if you're not getting to go to Vegas and you're here, well, you can still bet. That's the beauty of my bookie. And it doesn't matter what you're into. If it's college football, there's college football tonight to bet because of the storm. They moved some games. If it's the NFL, you want to bet the fight this weekend. You want to bet some horses. My bookie has it all. And that's why Vegas makes lines, so we can bet on these games. And the truth is, where you're betting is just as important as who you're betting on. And I trust my bookie. I've had great results with them. They're safe, reliable. They've been in business for years. You win, they pay you. And that's the big thing. I've had other sites where they bounce checks and everything else. That doesn't happen with my bookie. You win, you get paid. In-game live betting, they've got great player perks. And you can even bet over-under on fantasy points a player is going to score each game. Real simple. On your computer or mobile phone, Google MyBookie and get your account started, or go to mybookie.ag. And they're going to match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar for dollar match on your deposit. Just use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MYBOOKIE. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You win, you play, you get paid. MyBookie. And if you can't get what you want, well, it's all because of me. Now dance, but dance, man, I never had a chance. And I
the most delicious app in the business and the easiest steak you can download. Wait, I think I messed that up. The most delicious steak in the business and the easiest sports radio app you can download.
Nice.
Yeah, right?
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today.
All right, guys, September 20th through October 7th, that's Thursday through Sunday, you can dust off your lederhosen and lace up your dirndls. Carb Oktoberfest, it's back, and it's better than ever. It's a three-week celebration. Features performances by Mr. Wives, Tony. It's old school. Jack Ingram, Bruce Robinson, John Bauman, and more. It's going to be a great time. The free beer garden festivities start at 5 p.m. every Thursday through Saturday. And at noon on Sundays, the free activities include a ceremonial keg tapping of Carb Oktoberfest, a live traditional German band, and male and female Stein hoisting competitions. Paid admission to the Carb Oktoberfest music tent, $10 on Thursdays and Fridays, $20 on Saturdays. It's going to be a great time for all. For the complete Carb Oktoberfest lineup and ticket information, visit carbockbrewing.com/carboktoberfest2018, or you can make it simple on yourself. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You'll find all the details there. Pick up your favorite Carbock beer today or ask your bartender to please make it a Carbock.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow. Live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live from the Urban Star Bar in the Hyatt in the Galleria. Come on out, join us, and you get a chance to meet a lot of famous people, A.J. Hoffman and Carrie Brooke Williamson, who's joining us now. We'll be doing a lot of stuff for Sports Map, Culture Map, a little bit of everything. Welcome.
Thank you.
I know you and AJ have a lot in common. Y'all both worked in Austin at one point, and you both love Chip Brown.
Yeah, yeah. We both, yeah, great, great relationships with the old Chipster.
So, okay, couldn't get you to bite on that one.
Sorry.
So you were just in Boston for the whole Astros-Red Sox thing and got a chance to go out there and see the scene. I'm told there were a bunch of Houston people there. What was that like?
It was actually insane how many Houston fans there were. I went to Fenway for the first time. It was my first time there. And I was expecting Boston, Red Sox everywhere. And you would not believe how much orange there was around Fenway.
That's your first time at Fenway?
It was my first time at Fenway. I thought I was going to cry. It was amazing.
What?
Yes.
What are you, like a crazy sports fan or something?
I mean, I like my sports.
Okay. Mm-hmm. People get emotional about sports. I don't know why I don't.
I get emotional when my team doesn't cover the spread.
It's really all I care about.
Sports tears are a real thing.
Well, you're an SMU. You went to SMU. How can you know?
That's where the sports tears comes from.
At this point, it's not even worth crying over, right?
That's just expected.
She's too young to remember when they were good, when they were paying players and stuff like that. Those were the glory days of SMU.
Yeah.
They try, but
yeah, it ain't working anymore.
No.
Well, you were at ESPN for a while. You were big time, and now you're here with us. We're happy to have you.
Thanks. It was fun.
What was your favorite thing you did at ESPN?
Definitely the sidelines. I mean, what's so fun about that is you can't plan for it. You can prepare for it, but you can't plan for it. And being on the sidelines, a different team every week, different elements every week, of course, different players every week. It is fun. It keeps you on your toes. And you just never know what you're going to get. So the element of surprise, especially in college football, is very much alive and well.
Did you ever have anybody go Popovich on you when you were sideline interviewing?
No, actually, I did not. As a reporter in those situations, you always think something might happen like that. And I think you always maybe want it to happen at some point just for a really good story. But no, I never had anything like that.
Mm-mm. Did you ever have any players hit on you?
Yes.
Have you ever considered dating one?
I have dated a
player that you had like you had just covered, and he said, "Hey, can we go out?" And you were like, "All right, after the game."
I mean, it wasn't that quick, but
couple like on the same
so
road
it's like
trip,
10 minutes,
same road trip.
No, not same road trip.
Okay. Anybody we would have heard of?
Yes.
You're not going to share?
He won't get mind. A little further down the road.
He won't mind.
No.
He won't mind. By the way, welcome to any conversation with me. This is all. These are the only things I care about.
I can tell. Yeah.
I don't even like sports. I'm not gonna lie. That's the only stuff that gets me going. That's what I like to hear about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He doesn't like sports.
I'm a simple man.
He doesn't like sports or comedians. Apparently,
no. I hate everything. I do like this margarita though. Very good.
Yeah, we're getting started early here for the trip.
Well, y'all
to Vegas.
Got a flight, so I don't blame you.
That's right.
Well, flying's not so bad.
It's no, I love flying.
It's just when people are leaning back on you in their seats and stuff. That's what sucks.
But circling back around to Boston, I can't wait to go back. And
really?
I am really hoping for the Astros-Red Sox matchup and hopefully the ALCS. So.
I don't know if – I mean, I think Astro fan is probably more amenable to that matchup now that they just won the series. But I felt like if you'd asked Astro fan a week ago, that's not something they were really – stoked about. It's one of those like, yeah, it'd be really cool if, you know, like whoever wins the wild card knocked off Boston. Although I don't know if the Astros are stoked about a Yankees matchup either. That hasn't really gone well this year. But
no.
But yeah, I feel like the Astros may have built up some confidence over this last couple, or I guess this last road trip, but especially with the Red Sox, when taking two out of three from those guys and almost taking a sweep from those guys.
Yeah, very
yeah,
easily.
Yeah, if it hadn't have been Moreland with the clutch game winning run.
Is that your guy from your time with the Rangers? You Mitch Moreland guy?
No, it wasn't. He was actually with the Rangers when I was covering them, though.
But you guys never dated?
No, he's married.
Oh. Well, did you ever like...
Not my style.
Oh, not your style?
I heard the first part of the show. Not okay. My style.
So you have your first sports map videos coming out this week. Tell the people what you were doing.
Yeah, first of many, and hopefully they will evolve over time and get more in depth as we go. But the first video, we just kind of obviously we're talking about the Texans. That's the hot topic right now, especially in this town. And
is it about Bill O'Brien being really smart?
No, we went the other direction.
Really?
We went with Deshaun Watson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're kind of, and it's kind of an overall theme, not just talking about him specifically, but looking at why the first and second weeks in the NFL, I think, are the hardest to predict. You looking at week one, I mean, with the preseason, that doesn't tell you really anything anymore. And then coming off of week one, there's a lot of false indicators, I think, in a lot of week one games. So week two, I think, is really hard to predict. But just to bring to some perspective, Peyton Manning only won twice in Foxborough.
It's tough to do. And I said that all the time. About, I mean, all preseason I've said, even if the Texans are really good, it wouldn't shock me if they just go up there and get their butts kicked, because one thing I am sure of, the Patriots are better than the Texans.
Yep.
So for them to go up there and lose, and I know they played them close there last year, but the Patriots just don't lose very often at home, and especially to Bill O'Brien or Bill Belichick doesn't lose to guys who used to work for him very often at home. So I wasn't really surprised by the outcome. I'm curious what your thoughts on Deshaun Watson were, because I was pretty disappointed, honestly. And Fred, he's been the guy most of us, and I think most everybody's been talking about all offseason. This is the guy who's supposed to be the savior for this team. And, he didn't look horrible week one, but he didn't look like what we thought he was going to look like.
He didn't look good.
He didn't look like he was going to save this team.
No, it was pretty lackluster.
Yeah.
He definitely did not have the charisma and the
swagger.
The confidence that he had when he was playing with Clemson that ultimately gave him so much success on that team.
That ultimately, he had here last year, he had that confidence.
Yes, in his first six games last year before he got hurt. But I think, and what I point out in this video with SportsMap that I hope you all go watch is this happened when he was at Clemson. In 2016, he came out in his first game of that season, and he did not have the confidence that he had played with the year before. He did not have that dominance, that leadership, the elusive athleticism that he is known for. And then Dabo Swinney was quoted after that game saying, give him some time. Give him a little bit of time. And then ultimately, he was right back in the Heisman talk. However, we're in the National Football League now. And you can't have those roller coasters. Yes, he did just come off an injury, but I think this is going to be a really telling time for Deshaun Watson, because he's got to get back up to that swagger level, that confidence level, and that ultimate domination level, and he's got to stay there.
One thing that's kind of kept me from buying into him as some sort of an MVP candidate, which a lot of people around here have, is that when he was at Clemson, he had a great offensive line. He had great weapons around him. Here, he's got there's literally one other good player on this offense. And Lamar Miller, he's fine now. I don't think he's any longer a top-tier player. But he's got DeAndre Hopkins. And everything else around him is average to well below average. And that offensive line, I think, falls on the well below average range of that scale. And I just think it's going to be difficult for him to do the things that we're expecting him to do behind an offensive line that might be the worst in the league. And I know it's improved from last year. It could still very well be the worst in the league. They didn't improve it that much. They just moved some things around. They got some new guys in that we don't know if they're any good either. So in week one, it doesn't look like they're that good.
Right, and especially talking about the offensive line, I would think this week they make some adjustments to sort of make up for the offensive line, looking at getting rid of the ball, obviously, a lot faster.
Yeah.
And hopefully Bill O'Brien draws up some plays that takes that into consideration as well because of the offensive line. How do we keep this guy protected? Well, how do we get rid of the ball faster? And that sort of thing. And that way, maybe that would take a little bit of pressure off the offensive line. However, they were also facing a very, very sound defense last week, too.
Yeah. The much better defense than what the Patriots trotted out last February, that's for sure.
Yeah,
that's Carrie Brooke Williamson, who will be joining us. Check out her video when it goes up on SportsMap.
When is it going on SportsMap?
Should be up any minute.
Yeah, they're working on it now.
Oh,
so
tonight she gets an evening call, huh?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. So
lucky. Prime time.
You can follow her on Twitter at Carrie Brooke with an E at the end of it, and she'll be doing a lot of stuff for us. So.
What do you talk about on Twitter? Athlete romance?
You and your romance. I'm going to – you know what? If you were single, I would submit you to The Bachelor.
Oh, I would love to. I love The Bachelor.
Yeah.
That's a great show.
Maybe you should be the next Chris Harrison.
I don't think that's going to work out.
You love talking about love.
I do. I really do. But I already have a game plan, Survivor first, and then we're going to see where it goes from there.
Survivor?
Yeah, I'm going to be on Survivor.
Okay.
David Gow already gave me permission. It's happening.
Well, we'll see if you survive Vegas this weekend first, see if you can go to the
it's
real
good
survival.
Practice for the real survival.
That's how you test yourself.
Exactly.
You go to Vegas, you drink like a fish, and then if you come out alive, hey, you're a better man.
All right. Thank you so much, young lady. We will talk again.
All right. Thank you.
All right, guys. It's Golfgate time. The savings never stop at Golfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. They're your savings headquarters Monday through Friday and every Sunday. During Ram Power Days right now at Golfgate, lease the all-new 2019 Ram Lone Star for only $394 a month. They've got the largest Ram inventory in the loop. Whatever color you're looking, whatever options you're looking for, they've got you covered. They've got a new state-of-the-art service center that's now open, twice the size to service twice the vehicles by certified technicians. Golfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, and always online at golfgatedodge.com. 2019 Ram Lone Star, 36-month lease, 10,000 annual miles, 1,000 down due at signing. Tax, title, and registration additional. See dealer for details. That's Golfgate Dodge.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Well, that was fun. 713-780-ESPN.
Our promo guy was trying to hit on Kerry Brook.
I know.
It's like asking her questions. And then he's like, how do you know I was hitting on her? Listen, this is just common knowledge. If a guy, like, pretends to be interested in a girl, he's hitting on her. Trust me.
Well, I'm from Dallas.
This is what guys do. Yeah, before guys they hit on a girl, they grasp for anything that might be a conversation starter to connect them to said girl, and then they pretend to really be interested in what they've got to say.
Yeah, he could have gone with you were on ESPN? I watched ESPN once.
Yeah. I saw you on TV once. You were great. Great. And she's,
I was watching the Raging Cajuns, and there you were.
There you were.
Yeah, that's... But, you know, own it. That's okay.
I mean, at least own it. Don't be like, I wasn't hitting on her. Come on, dude. I'm engaged. Oh, like that would stop anyone.
Exactly.
You ain't engaged to her.
You always shoot over your head. Always.
That's the move?
Yeah, always. Because that's the old basketball thing. You know, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
That's true. So that's true. You trying anything over there, Voldemort?
Mine either, so you're fine. All right, 713-780-3776. If you want to text the show, you can also hit us up on Twitter. A couple of things from Twitter. Chad and Spring tweeted out, this picture has been going around my neighborhood. I'm glad to see that it's become news now that this guy was trying to steal bikes, and apparently he's been stealing a bunch of them in my neighborhood. And I'm pretty sure I've seen that guy around the neighborhood. So, do I have the right to shoot him if I see him now?
No.
Damn.
No.
Can I take a baseball bat and just beat the living crap out of him?
Nope. That's not how justice works.
Come on. I want to go untouchables on him.
You can
call untouchables.
You can call the police.
We get nowhere unless the team wins. Yeah. Team.
You can call the police.
Mm. I'd rather commit violence. Drunk Bevo said, I was made a communist reference earlier. Apparently, the RPO is considered communist by Northwestern's coach.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you saw that.
No.
It's so funny, now, though, that they use RPO now for something that's been around forever.
The terminology?
Yeah.
On it. Yeah.
Like yeah. This is another one of those little things that drives me nuts, especially TV commentators. They just love saying it.
Yeah. Because when you put initials on something like that, it makes it sound like you know a lot about sports or about football. Like you know it from a scientific
level. It's like when guys talk about one gap and things like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
A gap. I mean, yeah.
713-780-ESPN. Brother Bear, what are the odds? Three blitzers will ask, how does Kerry look like? Or what does Kerry look like?
Percent 1,000. I already told Kerry.
We're already over.
I told her, I was like, listen, the reality is, she was like, how do you think I did? The reality is all our listeners are a bunch of pigs. All they care about is she hot? That's what they're going to ask.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but that's been that way since the beginning.
Of course.
Even our female listeners are asking me, is she hot? Because now they're jealous.
Haters.
Yeah. What are you going to do? But, no, she's pretty cool. She'll be doing a lot of stuff for us. So, keep an eye out for her.
I don't know.
Did she just double check us?
I think she discount double checked us.
Dodgers.
Oh, I thought she said Rogers.
No wonder she was running so fast when she said that.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck to you. What's that scoreboard look like from last year? Just out of curiosity. I don't remember.
Blake says better QB, Brady or Rogers. That's not even a real question, is it?
I don't know. Is it?
It can't be. I'm not going to take it seriously. No, it's not. It's tomfoolery.
Or Aaron foolery.
No. You're a fool if you think Aaron.
Yeah, I don't think there's any real discussion there at this stage.
No.
But Dustin says RPO is the new sabermetrics, which is nothing but stats. You know, it's funny because for some reason I got into a conversation about hockey with somebody and how and they're talking about analytics now, the way they do in every other sport. And it's so funny because a lot of the stuff that they're calling analytics are things that have always been done. Like, guys always kept track of puck possession time and things like that. And in the NFL, you always kept track of tendencies and stuff like that. But you put fancy names on them and you do more advanced stats.
It makes you sound like a scientist.
It does. It makes you sound like Daryl Morey. Everybody wants to be Daryl Morey. But, you know, when we were growing up, we used to call those things tendencies.
when I was growing up, tendencies. Man, that's what that guy does. It seems like a trend with him. But I don't know. Hmm. I'm not a real smart, like, you know, anybody who's involved in analytics.
Yeah.
I'm not Daryl Morey.
I didn't go to MIT.
No, me neither.
No.
They didn't accept me. Sent me a rejection letter, a very harsh rejection letter, mind you.
I barely got into UH. You kidding me?
They were like, you applying here is basically as stupid as asking if Aaron Rodgers is better than Tom Brady. That's what they said.
Or if Kerry's hot.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can beat the bike thief, but only if you dress up as Batman.
You can get away with it then.
If I go out there as Fat Batman and beat him up, that'd be good.
Yeah.
No,
that'd be rough.
I'd look like that guy.
You'd look like if
no, I'd look like the one from the third movie. No, it was the second movie when the Joker was killing them all. Remember the big Fat Batman?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I would look like.
Yeah,
we don't have to be afraid of you.
Fred would be like if DC got rid of Ben Affleck, which it looks like they're going to do, and then they were like, "Who can we hire?" I know. Louis Anderson, and then that was Fred Batman.
Ow. Did you see that Henry Cavill's out of Superman, too?
I saw that. Sandy.
John, is that going to be a big part of Comic-Cast tomorrow?
Yes, we just did one today, and it was all about DC today.
I think that it's dumb. I think that DC, what they're not figuring out is they need to have some consistency. You know, guess who's Iron Man? It's always Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Always. Like, and it was a big deal when they changed Hulks. Like, you don't – like, the key people in your universe, you don't switch around. It was one thing when they switched around Rhodey. You know, it was like Iron Man 2 or 3. They were like, oh, we got a new Rhodey.
Right.
Okay, that's Rhodey. But you don't switch around Superman and Batman, which are, like, the two biggest properties you've got. And they're just like, oh, I don't like that Batman. Let's go to another one. I don't like that Superman. Let's go to another – you're establishing no consistency. I should do a Comic-Cast now. I need a podcast. Everybody's got a podcast except me. Jordan's got a podcast.
I can't wait to not listen to that.
Voldemort wants a podcast. Everybody wants a podcast now. Good Lord.
I don't have a podcast.
I know you don't have a podcast. I don't have one either. I need one.
We have a radio show that turns into a podcast.
That's good enough. So there's that.
I don't understand. Like, at least with Iron Man. I mean, I'm sorry, at least with the Hulk. The real star is the Hulk. It's not Bruce Banner.
You're right.
So that one, even though it changed, and I think they finally got it right, but the rest of them, they don't do anything with, and that's great. DC, man, and they're saying, oh, well, it's like James Bond. You're always going to have different actors. Like,
No.
By the way,
James Bond, that happens over years and years and years.
Yeah, it's because guys died off.
Yeah, guys get old. They can't play the part anymore. And it's not like I'm saying Michael Keaton should still be playing Batman. That's not the point. But the point is, like, give it more than a movie or two before you're like, oh, we got to pull the plug on this thing. It just looks hacky.
Yeah, the previous Batman had three of them. That just doesn't work. You can't have consistency like that. I just don't know what DC's doing, getting rid of Cavill.
And Ben Affleck was good, man.
He was. I enjoyed that, and I enjoyed their screen time together in the movies that they did.
I think it's just like they take the criticism too, you know, to heart too much, and they like want to make big changes based off that. But you know, everyone said Justice League or not Justice League, Batman vs Superman was the worst movie ever.
That wasn't true.
Which wasn't true. It was a decent movie. But they heard, they got some negative reviews. They probably looked at Rotten Tomatoes. They were like, oh, we got to get out of this business. It's like, dude, honestly, you put out a good Batman movie, you put out a good superhero movie, period, people will go watch it. Try some consistency. Try to build an audience with a guy.
Well, that's, I mean, and also, let's be fair, Marvel's got it right with their actors. They've nailed it. I mean, when you get Robert Downey Jr., you get Benedict Cumberbatch and guys like that, and I mean, all of them, and Chris Evans. I mean, they've all you connect with those characters because they're great actors and because that they've been consistent. And they've just, I mean, even like Jeremy Renner, getting him in a character that's really not all that interesting, he makes it interesting.
Yeah.
So I just.
But you know what? You got Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck's not – he's a pretty good actor.
He is, and I thought he was working. And just like I thought Henry Cavill was working. And I get the whole Superman thing is you want to get an actor nobody's ever heard of before.
Well, they did.
And guess what? He's turned into a really good actor.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that Man from U.N.C.L.E.? He was in that.
No, I don't watch it. I don't,
no, it was a –
Was there a superhero in it?
No, it was a spy movie.
Well, I don't watch those. I only watch superhero movies.
It had Russians.
No. No superheroes? No
it,
care.
It was a Cold War spy movie. But he was really good in that. I haven't seen – Mission Impossible yet, but I hear he was fantastic in that.
He was really good in that.
Yeah?
So was he a superhero in that movie?
Kind of looked like one. Well,
stop limiting yourself to only superhero movies now.
I like horror movies also, but listen.
All right.
Deadpool 2 was too hard for me to keep up with. I got to keep it simple.
All right, guys. I'll tell you another way to keep it simple. Donate your vehicle. And donate it today to my good friends at Texans Can Academies. Any vehicle you're not using anymore, it can be a car, a truck, a motorcycle, it can be an RV, it can be a tractor, it can be a four-wheeler, doesn't matter if it's running, doesn't matter if it's got flood damage, just give them a call, donate it. They're going to come and tow it free of charge, they're going to process all the paperwork, and your donation's tax deductible. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you're going to get a $50 gift card as well. That money goes to help kids that are at the schools, the Texans Can Academies. These are kids who've had issues at other schools. And thinking about dropping out, well, they go to the Can Academies, they get another chance, and they work around whatever those issues were. And so many of those kids graduate and go on to do great things. They're in school now. They need your help. Be the next Blitzer to step up. So many of you have done it. You've all said the same thing to me. Man, it was so easy. It was great, and I feel like I did something good. Well, you can feel like that too. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226, or go to carsforkids.org. Right off the car, not the kid. So you can drag me through. If you may, I could hold your hand. I will follow you. Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
All right, guys, got to tell you about BillAdvisor.com. I've been telling you about them for a while. If you are, if you're a cell phone customer, we all are, you pay for TV, internet, electricity, home and auto insurance. You're paying too much. And you might think, I'm not paying too much. I got a great deal when I signed up. Well, you might have. Now you're getting that loyal customer deal, which is, oddly enough, higher than the new customer deal. That doesn't seem fair to me or to Bill Advisor. That's why Bill Advisor will work directly with your providers and reduce your monthly rates. You don't lower your service, just your bill. Week in and week out, they're saving for hundreds of our listeners. Most are saving over $800 a month. Many are saving thousands per month. It's just crazy. And the big winners from this week, Guy G from Houston, he saved $1,122 on his TV and energy bills. Karen T from Houston saved $1,502 on her auto insurance. And Benji B from Rowan, Indiana. I don't know if you heard us on this show or what, but Mr. Benji B from Rowan, Indiana, saved $3,695 on home and auto insurance. That could be you. And it's really simple to get in touch with them, guys. Start saving now. Just text the word GO to 23-23-23, and your personal bill advisor is going to get your information and start working for you. That's go to 23-23-23 or go to billadvisor.com and click start saving.
I got loyalty inside my DNA.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live at the Urban Star Bar here at the Hyatt Regency. Great place if you're going to have like a company retreat for your managers. Come do it here. If you're having some kind of conference, come do it here. If you just want to get away from your part of town and come stay someplace really cool, nice romantic evening with your wife or your girlfriend or both, or your boyfriend or your husband or both, this is a place to come. I highly recommend it.
Would you bring your husband here?
We're not speaking right now. things are a little rough between us.
They make lube for that.
Well, doesn't like that I'm going to Vegas. Just kind of afraid I'm going to, stray. Check out sportsmap.com today. Great stuff. Lance Zierlein's column is up. He says it's too early to panic on O'Brien and Watson, but it's okay to rip O'Brien, but too early to panic. We have Jerry Bowe's Bookie Busters up. Saw Barry's story from yesterday. We've got Charlie Polillo is on the Astros.
Charlie.
Have our Cowboys report from Rogelio. We've got Dell's column is up, and we've got the UH report from Rachel is up, and as you heard, Kerry Brooks' video will be up very soon, too. So,
I already sent you. I emailed you fantasy rankings for this week already.
Yes, which I asked Josh to try to put up while we're on the air.
Okay, I'm ahead of the game.
Yeah, so I'd like to get those up today because, frankly, if I have to wait until tomorrow, it's going to be...
It'd be hard for you, I understand.
It's going to be rough. Unless I do it on the plane, which I might do. I haven't decided. I may have to write a story on the plane for Sports Map. So... 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. And I don't know if you saw this, but there was a lot of talk that the Lions were tipping plays to the Jets.
Well, that would explain it.
I mean, it sure looked like it. It sure looked like they knew exactly what was happening on every single play. Matt Stafford says it's not the case. He doesn't feel like he was doing that. But you also see that this is what happens when you get your ass kicked in your first game as a new coach. Lions players are already frustrated with the culture Matt Patricia is trying to get going.
What do you mean?
Basically, he's trying to turn it into Patriots Midwest. Which one of these guys?
Isn't that why they hire?
Yeah, but it never works, right? It didn't work for Josh McDaniels.
It's working here, Fred.
Said, right. But apparently, Matt Patricia went really hard on these guys in camp. There was a lot of contact there. There's a lot of harsh criticism, from what I'm told. There's a lot of, hey, good. There's not a lot of, hey, good job. There's a lot of, hey, bad job, bleep, bleep, bleep.
Yeah.
Well, after game one, I would say he's probably right. There was an awful lot of bad job, bleep, bleep, bleep. This is Matt Patricia is trying to establish some kind of culture there, and the veterans are not happy. It's hard to...
If I were a veteran in Detroit, I would be like, dude, anything you can do to make us not be losers, I'll take.
I'm kind of with you.
And I'm sure, I know they made the playoffs and they probably got big heads about that, but like, at some point, don't you want to be more than just a team that scrapes into the playoffs every few years?
Well, in theory, I mean, that's still, I mean, they're basically the NFC version of the Bengals.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I guess that's better than being a team that never makes it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you'd like to see them. Excuse me. You'd like to see them actually be a Super Bowl contender one day, but after week one, I would say not so much.
No.
They're probably looking at once again another 8-8, 7-9, 9-7 at best kind of thing, which is where they've been stuck for a long time. Nestor asking Triple G or Canelo. We'll talk more about that over the next couple of days. I
as it stands, Fred and I are on opposite
sides.
Yeah,
I'd like to see – I'm rooting for Triple G.
Canelo said today he's going to knock Triple G out and make it where it's not even a question. He's going to have to land significantly harder punches than he did last fight.
He landed some shots on Golovkin,
and Golovkin walked right through him.
Yeah, I mean he didn't really look even remotely hurt until near the end of the fight. But I said this earlier. I don't think Golovkin can win a decision, and with that in mind, I'll be betting on Canelo. And I think that's the direction I'm going to go. I think he's probably going to wind up winning the fight if it goes to a decision. And it wouldn't shock me if Golovkin knocked him out, especially if Canelo goes out there trying to do that.
Yeah.
He could easily walk into one.
Canelo's too smart to go out there and think, oh, I'm just going to knock Triple G out. He knows better. That's why he didn't do it the first time, because he knows if he gets into that kind of a fight, he's going to be the one who ends up on the floor.
But
he's going to try to outbox him is what he's going to try to do.
That's where I am today. And after we get a chance to talk some people over the next couple of days, I might change my mind. And I've been known to do that. But I'll have a better feel after we get some people on, get a chance to talk some people out there. But as of right now, I just don't feel like Golovkin can win a decision. And I think we learned that in the last fight. That's the one takeaway from it. And if that's the case, I think you got to bet on Alvarez. But we'll see.
Or bet the draw if you think if you think Golovkin's definitely going to win and they're going to screw him.
I don't think they could do that again. I really don't think they can do that.
I don't think so either, but who knows?
I remember spending $60 on that fight or whatever it was. And
You went home. That's right.
Yeah, I went home, but I was entertained as hell by the fight.
Yeah.
And I was okay with it, although I thought Golovkin won. I was okay with it because it was worth my money to watch that fight.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of money, you want to save some? How about pay less interest on your credit card balances? You can refinance those with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. And this is a really good company that's going to help you save a bunch of money, because your credit card's probably at least 18% APR, some of them more than that. Well, if you got good credit, well, guess what? They can lower that to 5.89% APR with AutoPay. So easy to get on and do this. You get the funds as soon as the day you apply. It's that fast. And you could save hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars, depending on what your interest rate is. So say goodbye to that high-interest credit card this summer and start saving with Lightstream. And the Blitzers can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/FRED. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for more information.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.